It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and we get to know them a little bit better. This morning, John, we are in Mexico with our friend Joe Morrissey. Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. You know, the angst about who's going to call in for What's for Breakfast overcame me, so I thought I was regular.
Well, thank you
anyway,
for answering the call.
I love listening in on Friday morning. So, yeah, you ask the question.
That's right. What have you had your breakfast yet?
My breakfast is an espresso, and that's it.
Oh.
Wow. That's some high energy. When will you eat?
I eat around noon.
Jeez. That's impressive.
Well, it's a safety feature for me. If I can eat during, let's say, 7-8 hours total, you know, all of my meals, then I think I'm healthier. And with this COVID-19 and moving around, I don't want to put on weight. Quite the opposite. I used to go to a gym every morning. Early on, but the gym's closed down, so I'm being responsive to all that.
So basically what you're saying is you eat between 12 and 7, whatever you're going to have for the day.
Yeah, that's right. Huh. That's right.
What might you have at 12?
Well, breakfast. eggs and I bought some... I went to Costco and I bought a bunch of ribs that had been already cooked, and I kind of shred the meat off those ribs and fry that in some onions and some chilies and toss a couple eggs in and scramble it and make an omelet out of it, and very filling and delicious.
Wow, it sounds great.
What's the weather been like in Mexico so far?
Yeah, and where in Mexico are you?
Pardon?
Where in Mexico are you?
I'm in a city called Querétaro, which is it's a colonial city. It's a beautiful, I'd say gorgeous place. It's about 2 hours north of Mexico City. And it's 450-year-old city that has aqueducts that brought water into the city from colonial times that was, you know, And there are a couple of other cities here in Mexico that have aqueducts that bring the water in. So it's a real pretty place. And I chose it because it was temperate. You know, it's the winters are cool, chilly, and the summers are usually not very hot. But recently I've been, it's been 90 degrees, and I'm looking forward to the rains that are supposed to come tonight to cool it down. It'll go down. It'll be like 70 tomorrow, so that's perfect for me.
You mentioned
I'm at 6,000 feet, so that's why I chose this place.
Okay. Uh-huh. So tell us what's happening there when it comes to COVID-19. Is everything shut down? Have you had many cases?
This town has not. The big outbreaks have been closer to the much more congested Mexico City and a little way south of there. But this state, Querétaro, which is a city as well, is relatively, it's been mild. I think we've had something like very, very few cases, actually. And in terms of deaths here, very few. So, but I would say that people are quite compliant about wearing masks. And, you know, the culture here is kind of interesting. Long before COVID-19, if somebody had a cough or anything, they they wore a mask. So you'd see masks on the street long before COVID-19, quite a few of them. And so I'm not going to say it's ubiquitous, but there's a lot of masks on the street when I'm out there. So it feels pretty good, and I wear a mask as well. Well, I just went through a time of nursing my wife who died earlier this month, and I didn't dare come down with something like that, so I wanted to take care of myself and be very careful. So anyway,
we're so sorry for your loss. Hope how you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good. It's obviously a jolt, and living by myself is not my favorite way to be. I'd do anything for a dog right now. But the apartment I have, which is a very nice, large apartment, but I can't have a dog there, so I'll end up moving so I can get a dog.
Yeah. Well, what keeps you connected to KEXE and KBXE? A lot of us know your voice from calling into the morning show or Green Cheese Trivia.
Yeah. Well, I would say that friendships in the North, and, from Facebook to all the people that matter a lot to me, and I know I matter to them. KEXE is a great meeting place for me and the issues that are important to me in North America. And I have some very dear friends here in Mexico as well, but my roots are there in a way that I see people sitting out on a lake or paddling their canoe, and I'm there. I'm with them, and listening to John Latimer on Tuesdays puts me right back there in the woods or in the bush, and that's good. That's good for my soul.
Well, Joel, why do you support KEXE, KBXE?
Well, I think that the term building community is where I live, and many, many people in the U.S. don't have that opportunity to have an institution that is all about raising them up and surrounding them with community that cares about them. And so it's a precious thing. And I'll continue to support it.
Well, thanks for being a member. It really means a lot to us. And again, we're sorry for your loss. And you get a prize from Homestead Mills. You get Country Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes. Which one reminds you most of Minnesota?
probably the Country Blend sounds great, actually. I don't know if it would make it across the border.
Yeah, we'll see.
Gary, give it to somebody that's really that looks hungry.
All right, sounds great. Hey, Joe, thanks. You were the right person to call today. We're thinking of you.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Bye. Yes, we'll be friends.